From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. This is where politics meets economics. The president wants lawmakers to pass the financial bailout bill hammered out over the weekend, but that's not happening. With more, we've got NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving with an explainer. Hi, Ron.
Good to be with you, Farai.
So what's going on Capitol Hill?
The bill did not pass. This was something that people did not even want to contemplate over the last several days as the negotiations went on day and night. They wanted to assume that if they could get the leadership of both parties in both the House and Senate to say that this was going to pass and that their vote counts would tell them that this would be enough to pass, that in fact they could call it a deal and assume that the floor would vote for the bill, the product of all these negotiations. What we have learned here is that the ducks were not in a row. There were not enough Republicans willing to vote for the bill, and the Democrats were not willing to pass the bill strictly on Democratic votes.
Where did the Republicans and Democrats divide?
I don't think there's really a great deal of disagreement about what is good and bad about this bill. I think this is all politics. I think what you have here is an example of the minority party saying, we're not going to vote for this because we know it's not going to be popular. Yes, we know it's coming from the President of the United States, and yes, the President is a Republican and we're the Republican minority, but they are deathly afraid that this bill is going to be terribly unpopular and hung around their necks. Also, a lot of the Republicans and some of the Democrats have philosophical and ideological objections to the bill, but that's not really what's driving this vote at this point. This is a bill that contains a lot of things in it that are going to be unpopular with the general public. People are going to ask, why do we have to bail out financial institutions? Why are we buying mortgage-backed securities instead of just going in and guaranteeing individual mortgages? And as a result, it's much easier politically to let somebody else pass the bailout, save the financial industry, and then run against the unpopular elements of the bailout.
So if no one wants to be left holding the bag, what happens now?
The president is going to have to go back to the drawing board with his Treasury Secretary and say, what can we propose that will bring more members of our own party on board in the House? Now, in the Senate, people were apparently willing to take more of a long view. Although we have not had a vote in the Senate, it was anticipated that there would be roughly half of the Republicans in the Senate who would be willing to vote for it. So this is really a problem primarily located in the House, where people all have to be on the ballot just 5 weeks from tomorrow. And those people just don't want to be seen voting to bail out Wall Street. They see it as poison back home.
This became a huge issue in the presidential race last week. How do you think that's going to play out this week?
Both of the candidates were playing it cagey over the weekend. They were saying they didn't see any reason that they would vote against the bill, or they sort of expected they would be for the bill, but they weren't coming right out and saying they loved the bill. No one loves the bill. No one wants to be on the side of bailing out Wall Street. Anything that can be described as bailing out Wall Street is political poison. So it's entirely possible that neither of the two candidates was even really planning to come back on Wednesday and vote on this, moot point at the moment. But neither one of them wants to be associated with it. And in their first debate last Friday night, both of them did everything they could to hold it at arm's length.
So, Ron, do you think there's any chance that this will be brought back in short order?
Can't rule it out. They only need about a dozen more votes. Theoretically, you should be able to turn around a dozen votes for something this important, but it's not easy, and there are an awful lot of people now who feel as though they've been betrayed by one side or the other. Getting back to the trust that was necessary just to have the vote be this close when they took it the first time this afternoon is going to be difficult.
Ron, thank you so much.
My pleasure, Farai.
That was NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving, and he joined us from our NPR headquarters in Washington, D.C.